Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Thank you.
You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. What an amazing grace.
We worship you, God. how sweet the sound that saved a wretch, a wretch like me. Once I was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch, a wretch like me. Once I was blind, wretch seen like me.
Once I was blind, I was blind,
but now I see.
Hallelujah.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Let me have one declare. Amazing grace. A wretch like me. You know, before now I was blind.
Once I was blind.
But now I see. Yes.
Amazing grace.
And abortion.
How sweet that
get a boss up on it.
Where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty he'll come. So don't you worry, just call the name. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. 'Cause that's where the power is. Oh. Just call the name Jesus. And him alone, there's nothing he cannot fix for you. He came to die just to save your soul, so devil can not get a hold. So don't you worry, he's in control. Just call the name. Just call the name. Jesus. splendor. I'm amazed by his voice and the sound of the silence. What a name for a boy to be called the Son of God.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Excuse me. I greet you in the name of the Father. Excuse me. In the name of the Son and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He's been so good to us. He is so good to us. And he will be good to us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Pray this morning, O God, for your goodness. Your goodness, O God, to rest upon each and every one of us this morning. Let your goodness upon us, O God, all the days of our lives. Your goodness and your mercy. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we surrender our lives to you. We surrender everything that concerns us to you, O God. Lord, we ask you to take preeminence in our lives. We ask you, Lord, to have your way, O God. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over the service. Holy Spirit, over our families, our children, our grandbabies, O God, our great-grand, our spouses, O God, hover over our homes, Holy Spirit. And let there be light. Let the holy light of God begin to shine in each and every area of our lives. Spirit of the living God, we cannot make it without you. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every moment. We need you every hour. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, lead us. Spirit of the living God, guide us, teach us, show us steps to take and steps not to take, Holy Spirit. We need you every second, every minute, every hour, Holy Spirit. We need you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, lead this service. Lead our lives. Lead the lives of our children. Lead our family lives, Holy Spirit. Forgive us for some of the things we've done, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you this morning for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we cry out to you this morning, Lord, have mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon each and every one of us. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy, O God, upon our household. Mercy upon everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself, O God. Mercy. Father, forgive us, O God. Bless us, O God, from all unrighteousness, O God. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our children, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Father God, we truly repent of anything that we have done, of everything that we have done, in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Not pleasing to you, O God. And we ask you, Lord, for mercy. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And we cry out to you this morning for mercy. Father God, we pray this morning, O God, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. O God, bring us into a clean slate with you, O God, as we begin this week, O God. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus cleanse our dwelling places, our homes, oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways that we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. Almighty God, we thank you for the holy blood of Jesus Christ. We praise you for the blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus, we soak every cell in our bodies, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies. In the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our homes in the blood of Jesus, our jobs in the blood of Jesus, wherever we are. In the blood of Jesus, our transportation, going back and forth, oh God. In the blood of Jesus, oh God. We suck our children in the blood of Jesus. We suck their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We suck our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Great-grand, those that are connected to us. Everyone under the sound of our voice and their families in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, our spirits, souls, and bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Hori amasan de 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 de. Huri amakoye ne kaye ne kuye ne kuye ne kuye ne mara koromasan derea. Huri amukuye ne kaya masan derea. Huri amakaya se derea. Huri amakaya se derea. Huri amasan de 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 kuye ne kaya mukoye ne kaya ne kaya ne. Kuria musu turia kaya ne koya masande dia kuria masse. Oh God, we say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, Sandiria Kuria Mokoya Nesandiria Kuria Masin. So, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Yeah, on each and every one of us, oh God, those connected to us, oh God, we put the armor on, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Uriya masande de de kuye ne kuya masa. Uriya masande de kaya masateria kurumusu. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Uriya masande de de kuya sande kaya moko. Uriya masande de de kuya moko ye ne kaya sete de de ko. Uriya mazete de de kuya mazete de kaye moko. Hallelujah. Ure kuye ne kaye mukuye ne kaye. We call on the name of Jesus. We call on the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us, oh God, and doing your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels guide us, oh God. Oh, protect us, oh God, and do your biddings in our lives, war on our behalf, in the name of Jesus. Uriya masete dia koriya masete dia koriya sete dere koromoso. Hallelujah, remose de kayamaka. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oria masan de 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 kuriese. Oye ne kuya makaya masete de kuriese de 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 ka. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us. Glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God. Uriya masandiriya kuriya moso to do 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 do. Uriya kaya sete de. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. In the name of Jesus. Uriya masandiriya kuriya moso. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. Lord, even as we start this week, it is all about you, O God. All about you. We thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, as we together, Holy Spirit, touch each and every one of our hearts this morning. Give us understanding of what you're about to speak to us about. Oh, Father, lead us, guide us in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, be. Thank you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning. We bless God. Hallelujah. We ask Him for more grace. Hallelujah. To do what He's called us to do. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we're going to look at, yeah, the Lord is speaking to us this morning. And I keep hearing the glory seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory seed. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to look at how God protects his seed, the glory seed. And we're going to look at the Father of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to take a look at Joseph, the Father, Jesus Christ. Father, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be a Christ that lives inside of me, oh God. I hide behind the cross, oh God, and I say all of you and none of me, oh God. Father God, let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless you for this word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to look at when Mary was pregnant. Hallelujah. And the angel told Mary that she was about to have a child. And told her, gave her a prophetic word. In Luke chapter 1, I want to take time and go over this. Hallelujah. Because we're going to take our time and go over it in the name of Jesus. And can I say this to every one of us? Those of you that have sons, those of us that have sons, grandsons, great-grandsons, uncles, we're talking about this morning. I want us to zero in this week about the men. Hallelujah. Amen. The men carry the seed, the glory seed. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be very, very diligent in protecting as women, those of you that are here, that are mothers and aunts and grandmothers. We're going to be very diligent. Then we need to pray for the men and our sons and our grandsons and our uncles and all the males. We need to pray for them. The devil is after the seed. The seed of a woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that the seed, as the Bible refers to the seed of the woman, he was speaking of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What did the enemy do? We look at in Genesis. Hallelujah. That in Genesis, the serpent did not show up until Eve was in the picture. All the time, Adam was there by himself. The enemy did not show up. Why did he wait for Eve to grow? You need the woman's womb. Hallelujah. So what the enemy wanted to do was to contaminate the seed of the woman, the seed wanted to contaminate. And we know that he did succeed in the Garden of Eden. I'm going to summarize some things this morning. In the Garden of Eden, sin, it ate the fruit and then gave it to her husband to eat. If you notice in Genesis, God did not say Eve. He said Adam. Let's look at Genesis 3. Please bear with me this morning. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us about the men. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. When Adam and Eve was tempted, first of all, the serpent went to the woman. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? Serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Hallelujah. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her. Unto her husband with her. And he did. You notice one thing, and also unto her husband with her. So he was right there. She didn't go look for her husband. He was right there when the serpent was saying these things to his wife. And he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves and made themselves aprons. It's so crazy to become servants now. And the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and himself, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. I want you to listen to verse 9. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? The Lord did not call unto Eve. He called unto who? Adam, the man. Where art thou? And my brothers and sisters, this morning, I hear the Spirit of the Lord calling on to the men. Where art thou? He calling to the males. Where art thou? Hallelujah. Adam, where art thou? Where are you? What does it mean? Where, when we look at the Christendom, when we look at men, even in all over the world, what do you see? You see a lot of women praying, worshiping. The men are the most times the men are slower to come into the kingdom of God than the women are. Maybe because of ego or whatever it is, but they're slower to come into the kingdom of God. Sometimes because they don't want to submit. Hallelujah. But God is calling the men. Where art thou? Hallelujah. God is calling your son. Where are you? He's calling my son. Where art thou? Your grandson, your uncle, Milford, where art thou? Hallelujah. Where art thou? Because if the man does not know where he is, hallelujah, the enemy will destroy the man. Hallelujah. The devil is after the men. Hallelujah. If you don't think about it and look and God is asking, where art thou? Where are the, where's the men? Look in the society. Look around you. All over the world. Where are thou? Hallelujah. Where are thou? Because the men have not come up to what God wants them to be. All that God wants them to be. Hallelujah. They need to come up higher. The man is the head of his home. When you look at Adam, where art thou? Look at Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Christ is looking for a bride, which is the church. So when you look at Christ, hallelujah, you're looking at this in the name of Jesus. Now God told and Joseph to marry Mary. Hallelujah. And when that time came, the God spoke to Joseph. He sent the angels to speak to Joseph about everything that was happening to Mary, that Mary would have this child. I don't have time this morning to go through the details, but this week we're going to look at it thoroughly. Hallelujah. And then Mary agreed, Joseph agreed to marry Mary. Hallelujah. He listened and married Mary because Mary was carrying that glory seed. He married Mary. Joseph took the role. He protected. This Joseph protected the glory seed. He had a communication with the Father. God could speak to him. If you notice about Joseph, take time. You will notice that he listened to God. We need men that will hear the voice of God. We need men that will listen to the voice of God and not be ego-tripping. We need men that will submit to God. Hallelujah. Total submission to Almighty God. We need men to rise up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. That's why you have so much gay and homosexuality around, because you see men prancing around like women because the enemy has messed with them. But my sisters and brothers, we need to pray for the men. We need to pray for our sons, our daughters, our sons. Hallelujah. Our grandsons. And do not think that these things will not happen. It will happen if we don't get together and pray for the men. Hallelujah. Because God wants to raise up men. Open their ears to have a relationship. Hallelujah. Men should be able to hear the voice of God. Their ears should be open to hear. They should have an open communication with God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we go to church, we women, we praise God, we do this, we do that. But are we protecting the men? Are we praying as we should pray for our sons and our grandsons? Look in the prison system. So many men are in there. Great men with talents and everything there. Where are the praying mothers? Where are the praying wives? Where are the praying grandmothers? Hallelujah. No, my God, we need to pray for the men. African-American men, we need to pray for them. Caucasian men, we need to pray for them. Hallelujah. Because they need prayers. They need to come in submission. God wants them in his kingdom. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying all men are not in. Yeah, there's a lot of men in the kingdom of God. Could be more. There could be more in the name of Jesus. There could be more. Hallelujah. Our sons do not need to be in bondages. Hallelujah. And sometimes we women, we cause it a lot. Instead of us listening or heeding to the voice of God, we want to do things in our way. But we need to pray. I just keep hearing the Lord say, pray for the men. Pray for your son, for your grandson. Pray, hallelujah, even if your grandson is just a year old. It's time for you to begin to prophesy into his life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As we continue to pray, pray for the men. Look at the presidents all over the world. Men, men, men. And look at what is happening in all over the world. Confusion all over. Why? They cannot hear. Their ears are dull. They can't hear the voice of God. God is speaking. Adam, where are thou? Can they hear like Joseph heard? Hallelujah. And Joseph listened and did what God told him to do. Hallelujah. My sisters, I'm just saying this to you this morning. Pray for your grandson. Pray for your sons. Pray for your great-grand. This week, we're raising up men in prayers, and we're going to pray for them fervently. And we're not going to relent. We're going to take back our sons from the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we're going to take back our sons, our uncles, our fathers from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Men committing suicide, playing those games all day. These kids play the games. Have we ever taken time? I take time to look at what type of games they're playing. They're being harassed by other men about homosexuality. Hallelujah. We didn't ask God to give us girls. We knew we wanted boys. Boys, not girls. He didn't make Adam and Eve. He made Adam and Eve. And so when you see a little boy just prancing, having identity crisis, maybe you would say, it's not my son, it's not my grandson, it's not the, no, but we are each other's keepers. Adam, where are thou? Can Adam hear the voice of God? Are we praying like we should? We mothers, we go to church, we dance, we sing, we do all these things, but are we praying for the men all over, presidents, leaders? Are we praying for the men? Perhaps that young grandson in your home has a great, great destiny. Or that young grandson, God has purpose for him to be a leader. Even though you see maybe he might be a mischievous child because maybe he's so smart. But what are we doing? Are we praying for the seed? Hallelujah. Hear the Spirit of God say, pray. Pray for the men. Pray for the men. Pray for your husband. Pray for the men. Pray for your president. He's a man. Pray for the congressmen. Even though we know men and women are in the Congress, but we'll look at the statistics. Majority are men. Hallelujah. Look at the statistics of leadership all over the world. Men. Hallelujah. It's not a time to run competition with men We were made differently in different ways. We carry different emotions and different things, but we're made to be builders, to be leaders. I'm not saying we were not. We come together with them to have great leadership. And then men, you look in churches, women. More women than men. Let us pray for the men to come to receive salvation. That's a clarion call. God is calling the men. Hallelujah. He's calling time and a season. He calls all of us, but he's focusing on the men. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Adam, where art thou? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy thought it was over when he killed, when he influenced Cain to kill Abel. But Seth came. Hallelujah. The third son. My brothers and sisters, don't say it's none of your concern. Pray for our sons. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift everyone that's here to have a grandson, a great-grandson, a nephew, a son, an uncle, a father, a grandfather, a friend. Oh God, we lift up the males. Father, they are so important. And so, Lord, we ask you, oh God, to intervene in their lives. Take the shackles off them. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will be set free. That they will come into submission to the word of God. We pray for salvation of those men in our homes and our families that do not know Jesus. And we pray for those that know Jesus, Lord, that there will be an encouragement to other men. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, especially this morning, for the men in prison, oh God, not only in the United States, but all over. That's not what you want them, where you want them to be. And so, Father, we pray, oh God, some of them are sitting in prison, no case. Some of the cases are, oh my God, so much happening. But, Lord, you can change that situation around. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for your divine intervention. The men that are confused about their sexuality, oh God, intervene in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for each and every man. Some of them have so much confusion going, but Lord, you are the peace in the time of storm, oh God. So we pray for your intervention, oh God. Some men do not have jobs, oh God. We pray for you, oh God, to give them jobs to be able to care and support their families. Oh God, Lord, raise up a standard, oh God, against the enemy, oh God, for our men. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we cover this. Men with the blood of Jesus, men in our families with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for them, oh God. We claim salvation for those in our families that do not know Jesus, that these men will come into fellowship and they will grow in Christ. Hallelujah. There will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, in the name of Jesus. Father, embrace the men in your love, O God. Oh, God, help them, O God. In the name of Jesus, to be better husbands, better leaders, better sons, better brothers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, break them loose from the shackles of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, set our sons free. Set our grandsons free. Set our great-grandsons free. Set, oh, God, even a generation yet unborn, let them be set free, oh, God. Father God, the men that are saved, let them be mentors for the other men, oh, God, to raise other men up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us to be supportive and pray for these men. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Remember to pray fervently for the men. Pray for everything, but pray, focus your prayer on the men in your families, your friends. Pray for the men. Bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.